Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hey guys, how are we going? Welcome to the anniversary album segment with me, Oscar, filling in for Geneva, and Sam Smith is joining us. Hello.
Hello, hello. What's up?
Not much.
What's up, Oscar? I'm keen to.
Definitely. Looking forward to listening to some tunes today. What have we got today?
So we're looking at Demon Days by Gorillaz.
Absolute classic, isn't
it? It is. And I can't believe it's turning 15 years old.
15.
I know, because I remember when this came out, I was a teenager, and I remember seeing it. You know, I mean, they used to have this thing called music television.
Mm-hmm. When they played music, yeah.
And I just remember them doing their best songs of the week, and I think it was Feel Good Inc. came on. Mm. And then straight after that, it was the Crazy Frog song. And I just remember thinking, oh, shit, music's going to be made by cartoons from now on. And, yeah, so that was my earliest memory of the Gorillaz, actually. Mm. But, yeah, so Gorillaz, they're a virtual band, basically, and they were formed in 1998 by Blur frontman Damon Albarn and a cartoonist by the name of Jamie Hewlett. And they were living together at the time, and basically, the idea for the group came after they were watching MTV, actually, and they thought it was shit, basically.
Right.
So they decided they wanted to form a virtual guerrilla group, as they called it, to sign a kind of counter MTV.
Right.
And basically, what it would be was that Albarn would write most of the music, and Hewlett would do these cartoons of these characters who would be the members of the band, basically. And these cartoons have become quite iconic, the imagery, the videos, the covers of the albums. So obviously we've got 2D, Murdoch Nichols, Russell Hobbs, and Noodle. They're the four guys. Or there's a girl there as well.
Noodle's the girl, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. And their images have become very iconic over the years. When you think of gorillas, you think of those four characters, and the imagery is quite strong. Musically, basically, Albarn doesn't just do it by himself. He brings in a lot of guests to help him record this music. Mm. They've featured so many artists over the years across all different styles. De La Soul, Bobby Womack, Snoop Dogg, Little Dragon.
I mean, Humans was basically just features, eh?
Basically, like, yeah. Yeah, so many people have appeared on Gorillaz albums, and not just big name people, but also young and emerging artists as well. They've definitely given a platform to not so familiar people, which is really cool as well. And this did, the first record came out in 2001, the self-titled record, and this did very well commercially, that he decided to keep it going and come back in 2005 with Demon Days. And stylistically, this album, it's quite a dark record. Mm. It's quite apocalyptic, I think.
It's got a lot of orchestral stuff in it.
There's
well,
a lot of orchestral stuff, but also a lot of mixture of trip-hop beats and hip-hop beats and alternative sounds as well. Some have called it dark pop. And it kind of fitted in with the times. If you think back to the mid-2000s, remember this is a post-9/11 world and the Iraq war's going on. And I think this sat quite nicely in all as a reaction to kind of all that was happening.
I mean, I was five at the time, so I don't know if I cared about those issues.
Well, exactly. But it features a lot of big-name artists as well. I mean, MF Doom's on here, De La Soul. I think De La Soul have been on every Gorillaz record, or most of them anyway. Also, Roots Maneuver's on here. Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays is on here. So he always manages to pull together these star casts of people. It's almost like a film, like an all-star cast of a film. You know, you get all these big names together, and he just manages to pull it off.
I think they might be doing a film soon.
Yeah, no, it's out at the moment. Oh, There's a documentary that's come out. And if you're lucky to go to a Gorillaz, I went to Gorillaz when they came here last in 2010, and De La Soul was there, Little Dragon was there, Bobby Womack was there, it was just amazing.
Was that for Plastic Beach?
It was, yep. Right. So let's play a song.
Let's go.
This song we're going to play first is called Last Living Souls. It was very hard picking three songs this week because every song on this record is a legitimate classic, in my opinion, basically. But I decided to go with this one, and this is the second track. And it's also actually one of the only songs, if not the only song on this record, that doesn't have a guest vocalist. It's pretty much just Damon Albarn.
Let's get into it.
Are we the last living souls?
Living Souls, Gorillaz. We're doing anniversary album with Sam Smith with the legendary album Demon Days.
How are you going, Sam? Good, yes.
What a great track.
Yeah, and you could hear the orchestral instrumental in the middle there, quite bass heavy as well. Right, the next track we're going to play is another classic. This is Dirty Harry. This is track number 5 and the third single, and it features a rapper by the name Booty Brown. And also, it reached number 6 in the UK charts and earned a Grammy nomination, actually, for Best Urban / Alternative Performance as well. It's one of those silly Grammy categories.
Right, yeah, the made-up ones.
I'm not even sure if that still exists, but who knows?
Make
what you will of that, but it's a good track, so yeah.
Let's go. With Dirty Harry. How are you, Sam? Are you enjoying
just
this?
Taking me back. Taking me back.
Yeah. Taking me back to MTV days.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. Select C4, shout out C4. So let's talk about the reception of this record and the legacy. So this album did very, very well. It went to number 1 in the UK, number 3 in New Zealand, and number 6 in the United States. It sold over 8 million copies worldwide. So that's a lot of records. I mean, it's just unimaginable. Most artists would never ever get near that number these days. Critics were also very impressed by it. They liked the genre-busting nature of the album, and many actually picked it as one of the best albums of the 2000s, including NME. They picked it on their list of the 100 best albums of the decade, as did Complex and Uncut magazine as well. It also won a lot of awards at the time. It did win a Grammy, and it also won 2 MTV Music Awards and 2 Q Awards as well. So it generally was seen as one of the best albums of 2005. That is for sure. Since it's come out, it definitely rates, when you talk about Gorillaz albums, it definitely rates as right up there in the top two, I would say.
It's along, the one that everyone knows, isn't it?
Really? Well, it is their most popular record, but also people still hold the first record in very high regard. And also, as we were saying off air before, Plastic Beach is another, you know, the first three albums are really just all bona fide classics. And since it came out, they put out 4 more albums. The latest came out in 2018, The Now Now, and they've toured on and off around the release of all these albums. They haven't come to New Zealand since 2010, so they're kind of due to come back. Please come back. And overall, I think, I mean, it's always been a side project for Damon Albarn alongside all the other work he does, because he's a very busy musician. He obviously, Blur reunited a few years ago and they made an album, and also he's done The Good, The Bad and The Queen. He's done he's worked with a lot of African musicians as well, so he's quite a busy man. He's released a solo album, so whether he does put out any more Gorillaz records remains to be seen, particularly after he put out 2 in a row pretty much. But we'll see. On that note, we're going to finish with track number 12 and the second single from the record. This one is called Dare, and it features Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays and Rosie Wilson. And this was a number one hit for the Gorillaz in the UK. This was actually their only number one hit in the UK, surprisingly. Wow. But yeah, there you go.
It's a great song. Let's
it is. It's a party banger. So yeah, that's that. Hope you enjoyed.
It's Dare. That was Dear by Gorillaz finishing up anniversary
Happy
album.
Happy anniversary to that album. Happy anniversary.